Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is November 23rd, 2021 at 5:04 p.m. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you have the minutes from our last meeting on November 9th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
I do not.
Okay, can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from Board of Works meeting on Tuesday, November 9th, 2021, as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I was informed by our clerk treasurer that number three is actually meant for the next meeting, so we're going to table that. Okay. Then next up is the pay request for Everest Excavating and the Tom's favorite thing, the pig launch. And so
I will say on that, we've been going back and forth.
Okay.
And I still don't have total approval yet from Donahue's to pay this, but they were just waiting on some of the maps or something. So I don't know whether you just want to hold off on it or give the approval for you to sign it once the...
Is there a problem with waiting till the next meeting, do you think? Is there something
they just haven't got paid at all. So we can wait just till the... And it's not our fault that it didn't
pay. Is that is the retainage that's on there, is that in the actual... Because isn't it usually in the last pay request that we actually release the retainage?
Yeah, but I don't know that they were going to release that $9,000.
I'm looking at the 21... Oh, I guess... Okay, you're right. The retainage is... the retainage is $9,000 of that last 21.5 that is in there.
Yeah.
That's why I'm asking. Okay.
And there's two pay requests, but they're working back and forth with Donahue and Mike. So.
Oh, okay.
And Mike never said it was okay yet.
Okay.
He hasn't signed anything to me. So.
So I think I'd be more comfortable tabling it till the next meeting.
Too.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so we'll table that request for the next meeting. Next up are street cut permits. So the first one, get there. First one is for 697 South Cottonwood Court, and that's a gas service, it appears, to a new home there. Any issues? Well, we don't. Chip, you have any issues? Okay. Public safety, you have any issues?
They're all dirt, Kelly said, so he
doesn't
have a problem.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys at 697 South Cottonwood Court for NIPSCO as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 771 Norfolk Court. This is also for NIPSCO, and this is also, I believe, for a new home, correct?
Yes.
Any questions on this one? Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys at 771 Norfolk Court as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the permit to cut in curb streets and alleys for 317 West Longfellow Boulevard. Again, this appears to be a new house. Someone else want to make a motion this time?
I'll make a motion to approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys at 317 West Longfellow Boulevard in Columbia City, Indiana.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Question?
Yes.
Who inspects the installation? It's called up for a certain stone to use. Is that something that NIPSCO just it's a checklist or?
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Okay.
Because I think once they, if they're boring, let's say, in or have to dig in our curbs or in our sidewalks or things like that, then I think usually it's Kelly goes back and takes a look at it and makes sure that they're repairing it to what the standard is.
Okay.
But in the yards and stuff, I don't think it's a...
I just got that one in, too, and they want to start. I'm sorry.
I thought we just approved that one.
No, it's...
Oh, seven. Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
I have another one here for 741 Norfolk Cove, although this is Cove, and that... Okay, I think the other one was supposed to be... I think the other one was supposed to be Cove instead of Court. Yeah, it says Cove on the map, but it's Court on the form, so it's Cove. But anyways, 741 Norfolk Cove, would you like to see it?
Since I'm the last one with it, I'll make a motion to approve the permit to cut into curbed streets or alleys at 741 Norfolk Cove in Columbia City, Indiana.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Before we go to Gary's request, I think you have a street closing permit that was brought forward by the Whitley County Community Christmas Celebration. This appears to be the same, I think, general premise as what we've had in the past. Is that correct, Rosie? Okay. And this would be for December 3rd and 4th from 5 to 9 p.m., and that really is just blocking parking on the south side of the courthouse square. Hey, Rosie, while you're up, will you turn on the microphone? I'm assuming that didn't get done. Thank you. Thank you. I don't at this meeting, but you just never know. So I could have Gary come up and present from the podium. Okay, any questions about the street closure permit request? Okay. I'll make a motion we approve the street closing permit, which is actually parking space closings, for the Whitley County Community Christmas Celebration, or also known as Community Christmas at the Courthouse, for December 3rd and 4th, as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Gary.
All right, thank you, Mayor. As most of you know or may not know, Officer Cook's vehicle was involved in an accident while he was on a traffic stop. He was outside the vehicle and his car got struck, possibly a total loss on the vehicle. So when we were trying to locate a vehicle to replace that one, to just try to get ahead of the game, ran into a couple eye-openers and realized that obviously prices are skyrocketing, so and the lead time on the vehicles are 6 to 8 months out, and that's with Thomas Dodge, John Jones Auto Group, City Ford. So I think next year we're going to have a huge struggle of getting vehicles in a timely manner. We do have money allocated for next year through the ARP and our budget, our line item. So with searching around all these places trying to even locate a vehicle, City Ford ended up having a cancellation from another department that left two Ford Explorers there that are hybrids, which is normally a $3,500 markup, but they're willing to sell it to us for just a couple thousand dollars to try to help us out. So they have two of them, and their cost is $35,622.25 each, so right around $71,000, $72,000. We do have that money allocated, and speaking to Casey out at City Ford, he will give us a 45-day leeway so we could pay out of next year's budget or the ARP money, whatever one we can work out. But so he's willing to do that, go ahead and give us the vehicles so we can start getting them outfitted. and pay out of next year's budget for these vehicles this year. So I'm asking if we can purchase these two vehicles in that manner. And
so we're getting two?
Correct.
Okay.
So the ones that, the unit that got hit, that's one of the replacements of the two, right?
Correct.
And they've officially totaled it? Or?
Well, it's still in the works. But
so technically we could buy maybe one, knowing that there's no risk until they decide if it's totaled or not. Is that, am I looking at that right?
Right, but we're going to...
Would there be insurance?
Well, there'll definitely be insurance proceeds, yes. I think the reason that Gary's bringing this forward is because it's already in his budget for next year to buy two. And actually, there's actually four because we put two in ARP and we put two in his actual budget.
Okay.
But I do think the issue is actually more about, and what Gary's issue is more about, is trying to get a vehicle quicker and available on the road for that officer. Because there is an assumption this one is totaled,
correct.
We haven't gotten that official word yet, and we anticipate there'll be insurance proceeds that will come back. So actually,
I talked to them today. They seem to think they didn't get the pictures, which I showed them where I sent them, and they're reviewing those, and then they want to quickly get, because they're paying for
storage,
and they don't want to be paid.
Oh, yeah.
So they're trying to get a settlement, which has to be approved by Gary, that if the value is good enough, that we'll settle with them. But we're just waiting on them. I would say we'll probably know by the first of the week, one way or another. Maybe tomorrow, I don't know. But
I think the point, though, to Gary is that we already have a plan to buy potentially up to four next year for replacements to catch up. And since there's already two on the lot, it's hard to turn that down when we're hearing from Enterprise that it could be 6 to 8 months before we get any vehicles. So,
Enterprise, yeah. And then everyone that I've called, Thomas Dodge.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Go ahead.
And I say worst case scenario, but that's not what I'm really saying is we could end up with two cars if they say, okay, let's fix the car. It's not totaled. We know you've got a third vehicle coming in right after the first year as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you'll have three vehicles. One is used, two is new, if they don't total the one that's been hit.
Right, so it just put us ahead on the replacement of the four.
Right, so then you're down just maybe one sometime in the future.
Well, we would need two in the future because we already have the one that was wrecked.
So one of the two is replacing... As it stands right now, one of the two is replacing and one is a new one. And so next year, we'd still, if everything goes as planned, we'd have three.
We'd buy three more.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so overall, four new. So if we have one replacement, then we would have one replacement, one new, and then three more new ones next year. And again, this is all to get caught up.
Right.
With the years that we've only bought one or two along the way.
Right.
So.
And our maintenance costs.
Yeah. Sorry?
To help with our maintenance cost of, like the mayor said, catching up, because our maintenance costs rising extremely. And with these EcoBoosts, these hybrids, I did a little research on those, and those, they run off electric and gas, but they don't have to be plugged in.
Right. We have a hybrid. Yeah. Jeff has a hybrid.
Yeah.
It's
but
great.
They say it's a huge gas savings
it's
as
great.
Well.
He gets like 50, well, his is a smaller car, but 50 or 60 miles a gallon.
Right. So, I mean, they say the gas savings in those hybrids are tremendous.
When he first got it, I think it cut our gas bill in half.
Right.
So.
Well, I think it's a good opportunity for us to see if this is something we potentially want to go to become more fuel efficient in the future. Uh-huh. To have those two options immediately is a pretty cool.
And we never went to the hybrid before because of the extra cost.
Extra cost.
Right.
I think it's great that they will wait for the money. I think that's great that they'll give us the cars and wait for the money. Yeah. That's
I had to twist a few arms.
No. Yeah, I know. That's okay. I don't need to hear that.
I understand.
Yeah. It's a weird numbers game. It's either going to be four new or five new.
Right.
And one of those be a replacement, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yep.
So, okay. So, are you okay with the... Okay, so I'll make a motion. We give Gary permission to move forward with the two vehicle purchases.
I'll second.
Okay, motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bills, as I understand, you have the list. There you go.
You want to look at it?
I would like to see it just for 2 seconds. Just a glance. Have you had a chance to look at it?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I apologize. I walked in late, so.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second here. Sorry, I'm not prepared today, everyone. I apologize.
All right.
Okay.
I will make a motion that we pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $858,976.94, dated 23rd of November, 2021.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion we pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $223,067.45. Plus overtime in the amount of $9,292.37 from the pay file ending November 5th, 2021.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
You want us to just sign them, Rosie?
Yes, please. And send them my way.
Great.
Terry.
Don't really have anything to report on the projects we're working on other than we are moving through the multi-factor authorization process, so we're building the database on that now. Other than that, just normal day-to-day stuff.
Questions of Terry?
Mm-mm. I do not.
Thank you. Gary?
Well, we made that Facebook post reference toys, helping out with Toys for Tots, partnering with them, and we received a call from Fort Wayne PD. They received a truckload of gifts. New gifts, and they contacted us and want us to come over and get some gifts to help.
Nice.
They want to donate to our city from that truck, so
awesome.
I thought that was an awesome deal for them, or for us, I guess. So yeah, we're gonna go over there next week and pick up some truckload of toys, I hope.
Fantastic.
Officer Kirk Cook is working the Patrolling for Presence program again this year. Been doing an awesome job in the past. Everything's set for the program at Pages Crossing on December 18th. We're in the process now of collecting the names of the children that may need some additional help. So children from newborn up to, I think, 12th grade. So we cut it off at 12th grade. But it's more for the toddlers and younger kids. Gearing up for Toys for Tots, or Turkey Trot. The Turkey Trot is Thursday at the Y, so we'll have an officer down there direct traffic, and the lighted Christmas parade this weekend. So we'll be doing that and continue to work on policies, SOPs. We have extended the application process for dispatch until November 29th at 2 p.m. We've had one pull out, but then we've had additional, since we've extended it, we've had, I think, additional three, so I guess extending it helps. So we've got a total of like 12 right now. Still waiting on chairs that Shane ordered earlier last month, so I think they're on back order. And then, again, continue to work on SOPs there.
Great. Questions of Gary?
No.
Thank you. Chip?
Getting ready, Next Level Trails DNR grant comes due December 1st. I think we're going to be good for it, crossing our fingers. Westgate Project, we had a meeting here a couple weeks ago about moving forward with that since we got our community crossings grant, trying to get Tom vested in the Christmas parade and get the fire trucks going in that. And other than that, everything's going really well.
Yeah, they've got built-in lights.
Well, I think a little bit of garland would make it really look nice.
Questions?
No.
Thank you. Thomas?
Just a quick question for the Board of Works, and that is, since I spoke to you last about Doug Reed retiring, Blake Forrester did turn in his resignation. He moved to a different department, so we will be hiring two. We did have, if you recall, I wanted to do a lateral transfer process, and if that was unsuccessful, move on to a regular hiring process. We got one application for the lateral, being that we're going to have to do a full process anyway. I've just moved him over into the full process, and I'd like permission to hire to backfill Blake's position as well, if the Board of Works would so allow.
Good. You have permission.
Fair enough. Thank you. The burn facility is complete. Next Monday, it was supposed to happen today, but there was some logistic issues that with the engineer that has to come do the inspection. So that the NFPA inspection will happen Monday. At that time, Todd will be bringing it's like a rack that you burn the pallets in. He'll be bringing that as the final thing, and then all of the specs on how much fuel load we can put in the burn facility, things like that. Mayor, you were correct. I do stand corrected that there is a permit process through the state we have to go through, which makes absolute zero sense to any fire chief in northern Indiana, that to burn clean wood like a wood burner or a campfire would have, we have to have a permit to do those. If we sponsor a state class, really just a bunch of red tape. You have to have a burn plan and all that, but as long as we get our dot our I's and cross our T's, we'll get that. I told Kyle, even though we don't have any state-sponsored classes foreseen in our future, that I wanted to go ahead and do that, just so that we have all of our ducks in a row, I's dotted, T's crossed. And so we will be in the process of applying for that permit. So I think that's pretty much it. The water department is installing a hydrant. I spoke with Shota a while back. They are stubbing a hydrant back there by the burn facility so that we don't have to drive across mud and grass to get to a hydrant. So it'll be within 50 feet of the engine when we're back there training. So things are coming together nicely. If you have any questions or want to see it, just holler at me.
Yeah, I think we'll work on some kind of a dedication or some kind of event to kind of mark the opening of it officially. So just keep your eyes peeled about that.
Okay. Perfect.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Questions at the top?
No.
Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
it's been really busy. If you are unaware, we are getting a Culver's. Probably the worst kept secret in Columbia City. So we are getting a Culver's. I had a good conversation with the new owner, if you will, and the individual who's going to be developing it. So that's exciting. There appears to be a lot of individuals that are really excited about Culver's. So I'm getting really good response about that. Obviously, we also have a Starbucks that's going to be built next to CVS. Been talking with multiple developers, and so there's a lot of movement happening. I had a fantastic conversation this afternoon with the superintendent of schools. We have just really fantastic collaboration between the schools and the city, and looking forward to other opportunities that come with that. So So that's in a nutshell. It's been a busy week for only having 3 days prior to Thanksgiving. But that's kind of the motto of this whole year, I think, has been just a lot of progress, a lot of really good stuff happening. We have a lot to be thankful for in this community. So with that, Walter.
Nothing.
Nicole.
Nothing.
Audience. Press. Okay. Then we will call.
Yes. I gotta get, I know you, your first and last name, first and last names, are you on a board?
Tom LaRue, fire chief.
Are they a board? What?
Well, these are the department heads. These are all department heads.
Okay.
So,
see, I'm covering for Rachel. So
that's okay. No, that's okay. They're all department heads, and so it's good to have them here to be able to answer questions that the board may have. So,
okay.
Great. We'll call the meeting adjourned.